Hello. Welcome to day 17 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Bridget, and I use she, her pronouns. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I am a white woman with curly, light brown hair, gray eyes, and I'm wearing glasses. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. Although some in this country will acknowledge that racism is foundational in our nation's history, many in this country are in denial about the continued existence of racism and its profound impact on the health and well-being of the nation. Kamara Phyllis Jones, MD, MPH, PhD, toward the science and practice of anti-racism, launching a national campaign against racism. Today's entry was written by the Washtenaw County Health Department, one of our Equity Challenge community group partner organizations. Learn more about the Washtenaw County Health Department at the bottom of today's email. The field of public health is population-based. It seeks to protect and improve the health of people and their communities. Public health envisions a healthy community, wherever you live, where every resident has the opportunity to achieve optimal health and equitable well-being. But even when we account for individual factors such as education, class, and income, health inequity still exists. These health disparities are largely due to racism. The goal of health equity for all can only be achieved if we recognize and call out the harm that racism causes to the health, longevity, and well-being of people of color. In the summer of 2020, the Washtenaw County Board of Health and the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners named racism as a public health crisis, joining the nationwide call to bring attention to the significant influence racism has on the health and well-being of people of color. Dr. Kamara Phyllis Jones, former president of the American Public Health Association, defined racism as a system of structuring opportunity and assigning value based on the social interpretation of how one looks, which is what we call race, that unfairly disadvantages some individuals and communities, unfairly advantages other individuals and communities, and saps the strength of the whole society through the waste of human resources. In a 2023 study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers found that Black Americans had over 1.63 million deaths relative to white Americans over 20 years. In Washtenaw County, the life expectancy for residents is 80.9 years, but for Black or African American residents, the life expectancy drops to 75.4 years. Early in the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a large disparity in COVID-19 death rates by race in Washtenaw County. African American or Black residents were almost twice as likely to die as white residents. By 2022, because of equity strategies implemented by the health department and our community partners, such as hosting testing and pop-up COVID-19 vaccination sites in specific communities, the rate of deaths of African American or Black Washtenaw County residents decreased substantially, resulting in equal rates by race. It's important to recognize the unjust policies, systems, and structures in place in our country that disenfranchise and discriminate marginalized groups. These racist systems, such as redlining and racist property restrictions, lead to entire communities with less access to healthy foods due to food deserts and adequate housing. It can also look like unconscious bias from medical providers impacting the way they treat patients of color, or disproportionate incarceration rates by race. By naming racism as a public health crisis, we are calling on community leaders to address this structural and inherent system that deprives community members from living to the full extent of their lives. We must recognize and point out racism for what it is and diligently continue to work to dismantle racist systems to achieve optimal health for all. For more information about and opportunities to be involved with the Washtenaw County Health Department, please visit our website and join our mailing list. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. Looking at where you live, work, play, relax, and congregate, what does your community look like? What do other nearby neighborhoods look like? How has your environment and surroundings impacted your health? Resources are listed within this daily email. We encourage you to take action by reading, watching, and listening to them. Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learn something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit unitedwaysem.org/equitychallenge.